Panthers head coach Corey Nielsen joins us a dozen games into the campaign, including the pre-season games, on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. Corey, you happy with what you've seen so far?
Yeah. A lot of energy and enthusiasm. We knew it was going to be a bit of a project. So many young guys, you know, teaching and learning, and there was going to be growing pains. But you saw some really nice highs, some really great performances. A lot of energy, the capability to perform at a very, very high level. And we saw some games where, you know, we've made mistakes and maybe dropped some points. But, it's a group that comes in every day, is eager to learn, eager to work. And, the thing with this group is, instead of pushing them harder, sometimes you have to, you know, give them a break and slow them down. I think that, you know, maybe over the last couple weeks, just because they are so eager and they do want to work so hard, and you know, the strength and conditioning and all the stuff that's gone into it, is, you know, maybe they've been a bit flat in that second game just because we've been going so hard. So now the new challenge is to maybe find them a tiny bit of rest in there and replenish their energy stores.
And what about the contrast between playing at the very highest club level in Europe, the Champions Hockey League, and then playing domestic hockey? It's always difficult, isn't it?
It's certainly a different game, but being a well-balanced group and a team that is capable of winning, you know, every night in our league, there's, you know, even, you know, from our league, there's a big discrepancy between the very, very top and the very, very bottom. Not to say the very bottom is as low as it was years ago, but it's just different games. You know, some games you'll have tons and tons of possession. Some games you'll be, you know, 50-50 possession, and some games maybe you might not be as good, and the other team's going, so you're playing a little bit more defense, as, you know, the Champions League would suggest. But you know, we got to find a way to excel in, you know, each different situation. I think this group is capable. It's just, as I said, we got to continue to learn, got to continue to get better, learn some combinations, and you know, we still got some things that, you know, we have yet to add to our game. You know, Mosey playing defense right now. We're looking for, you know, Breezer to come back, and, you know, that's a totally different element for us. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited just because of how they've performed, but just the way they go about their business, and the fact that, you know, if anything goes bad, they have the capability to, you know, beat people up and be ferocious, and, you know, they also have that high-end skill ability. So it's a nice blend, but there's still some work to do.
Are you excited about this weekend, Brayhead?
Yeah, it's fun to play Brayhead. They've been, you know, tricky at times over the years, so we've got to be at our very best, and then obviously going into Guildford would be another test.
Panthers versus Brayhead, Saturday at 7, folks. Good seats still available.